You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This Saturday past saw the swearing-in of Donald Trump as the 45th US president. A crowd of around 250,000 gathered to watch his inauguration, but that paled in response to the amount of people who turned out to protest his presidency. It's estimated more than 5 million people participated in the women's marches held around the world. And on Saturday, as Donald Trump was dancing awkwardly with his wife at his inaugural ball, the first of these marches took place in New Zealand. Thousands of people turned out in Auckland alone, something organizer Cindy Buell says was a pleasant surprise.
Oh, it was successful beyond our wildest dreams. We had about 800 people registered, and conservative estimate is anywhere between 1,500 and 2,500 actually showed up on the day.
Walk me through what you guys did.
We organized in front of the U.S. consulate down on Customs Street. And boy, I tell you, people started coming fast and furious right about the start time, which was 10:30. So we wrapped around the corner up to Queen Street. We had the Auckland Samba Band behind us as we started up the street. And we went up Queen Street. We got about to Vulcan Lane, and everybody started spilling out off the pathway into Queen Street and just took over the street.
Ultimately, you guys ended up in Myers Park and there was a few speeches. What was the whole message behind the Women's March?
The whole message behind the Women's March is really, we want to make sure that everybody knows that women's rights are human rights, and that some of the right-wing agenda that we've seen in the U.S. and in Europe, we're starting to see women's rights that have been so hardly fought over the last 40 or 50 years, seeing them start to erode. So we just want to make sure that people know that's not going to happen.
And why was it important that the march not only happen in somewhere like America, but also in places like New Zealand and around the rest of the world?
Well, every country has their own specific interests and issues with human rights. Some of our speakers in New Zealand talked about domestic abuse. They talked about refugee quota and equal pay for women, because New Zealand really is a pretty egalitarian society, but we still do have not equal pay for women. So all of those issues are important to us here in New Zealand as well as around the world.
That was Auckland Women's March organiser Cindy Buell. Labour's Jacinda Ardern was among the speakers at the event.
It was a fantastic event. I know the organisers were expecting a few hundred and there were thousands, and it was a really positive event. I know it's being called a protest. Actually, it was more of a march, a line in the sand. Women and men coming out to say that they wanted to ensure that no matter who's in political power and where, that we ensure equal rights for women, and that in New Zealand, for instance, that we keep working towards equal pay and to reduce violence against women, to eradicate our terrible statistics here.
And we'll have more from Jacinda Ardern coming up on the program. Another speaker at the march was political commentator and dual US-New Zealand citizen Tracy Barnett.
The energy at the march was absolutely fantastic. We began the week with 300 registrations. We ended the week with 800 or 900, and there were thousands out there that actually showed up at the end of the day. It was positive. It was respectful. It was angry. It was focused. And it was articulate, and I really was incredibly proud of the New Zealand, and the global response to this has been amazing, absolutely amazing.
I suppose it speaks to a lot of concern about Donald Trump, his views to women, and him now taking up the presidency. Do you believe that New Zealanders here were captured by just how crazy that election was?
I think the world has been captured by how crazy this election has been, and I think they will remain captured with the illogic and negative perspective of the man who has taken over the job of the most powerful person in arguably the world today. That's frightening for anybody, anywhere, and New Zealanders have a right to be incredibly concerned.
Do you think this has changed the way people around the world view the United States?
You know, one of the things I want New Zealanders to know, as both a proud New Zealander and as both a proud American, is that the values that this man is espousing are not American values. When he said that it will be America first and only America first, I think there was a shudder that went across the nation of people who are caring, people who are empathetic, people who are compassionate, who don't want to see America work in the world that way. And I hope that it's their voices that ring true at the end of the day.
I understand that your daughter was at one of the protests in the US, is that correct?
You know, it's fantastic. I was a speaker at the march in Auckland, and she was also at the march in Washington. So we are both proud American and Kiwi citizens, so I think we represented both our countries well, I hope.
Have you had a chance to catch up with her about how those protests went?
She said that it was incredibly empowering to see so many people out there. And what I have also read and the feedback from friends and my Facebook feed from both countries actually is just filled with really wonderful posts from people saying that this was the right thing to do and they couldn't have been anywhere else in the world today.
It's quite a statement, isn't it, when you look at the crowds that came to protest Trump's inauguration and the crowds that turned up to Trump's inauguration.
It is. And I think, you know, I don't know if history will show that that's ever happened, i.e. that Donald Trump got less people at his inauguration than what the protests the next day. But I don't think there will be anything about this presidency that will make a whole lot of sense or that is traditional. And expect a lot of things to look upside down for the next 4 years.
And over those next 4 years, what are your predictions?
My prediction is that I can't predict anything and that the smartest, the brightest, the most articulate, the most learned academic, economist, government official probably is in the same boat because this man is absolutely unpredictable. And dare I say it, I don't know if he actually even understands what he's going to enact next. So we are all in for a wild ride.
That was US political commentator Tracy Barnett, who attended the Women's March in Tāmaki Makaurau, Auckland. For BFM News, Cordia Michael Swanwick, TNA.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.